Don't give up on programming. Unlike success, failure is a path to mastery. Programming is your friend. It will help you conduct a thinking machine orchestra. In this text, I gently explain that often programs are already way too stressed out. They sometimes just can't do what you need them to do. Instead, you have to build a miniature alternative system and then use the system that can't help you as a canvas and your miniature as a brush. Artificial intelligence gives you the power of a million suns, but you have to use it in just the right way without twisting it too much. I've been looking to address an old and messy problem with JavaScript package management, how to develop packages and publish them at the same time. And this is something that just can't be fixed. If you try, you will fail. Though you could get something operational, it won't last a decade. A software package is a triumph. It's a job well done. It has been sold and sent away. It is no longer part of a rational developer madness. It's a closed loop now. You can't rely on a system crafted for publishing to do some development work for you. All you can do is learn some good wisdom by leaving it alone, by leaving it untouched. And whatever packages depend on one another will have to depend on their published versions, and you can't change that. Development and publishing must not touch. They are two separate things. You don't have to know all such rules. You just have to be delicate and escape your desire to make a thing into something that it is not, that it cannot be. Each time you learn something that pushes you back, return to the beginning and find another way. And if you fail again, restart the process. That is how science is done. Failure is learning. Failure is data. In programming, failure is good wisdom. Unlike success, failure is a path to mastery. If you already failed multiple times, look how much more you know than the people who are just starting out. You may pause, but you can't quit. You already have good wisdom, and if you do quit, then the world will become darker for it. You have to be delicate. Because though programming is a broad field, it is a network of tiny, delicate little pathways that are yet to take you to greater possibilities. The solution to the package problem is a system for package development. Another problem I recently faced is a graphic user interface theme customization. The framework I was using just went crazy. They have so many variables for color that no human mind can grasp it all in a way to create art. It's just not usable, not if you are a normal person. But again, it is publishable too. You can create an alternative color theory compatible to theirs through translation, and with just the movement of a few sliders and some clicks, translate the simple color schemes into the mess they have created. And now all their color variables become useful, because they will better capture your designs. programming will give you a love trump and a kick in the gonads. Unless you stop twisting things that can't become what you want them to be. I will close with an art example. The reason why you are bad at watercolors is because you are disrespecting color. Long, long before you purchase your paints, you learn to use a projector for perfect sketching. You generate an image using artificial intelligence and then use a wall projector or a miniature handheld projector to trace it out on watercolor paper. And then you practice watercolor with tea or coffee until you understand and earn each color one by one. Be more delicate with programming. Take smaller steps and wait until your curiosity takes you back to learn some more. Your mind goes in a circle as it learns about the world. And if you want to go back now, but nothing calls to you, find an old abandoned pixel art computer game from way back in the 80s. And bring the characters to life with artificial intelligence so that you can watch them build out their world inside out.